Revelation 17 and 12. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not received a kingdom as of yet, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings. For one hour, temporarily, they're going to receive power as kings. Listen to this, along with the beast. They have one purpose, and that is to give their power and their authority over to the beast. These 10 horns are 10 nations. And the beast, which these 10 horns are given authority to, is also a nation. Effectively, they are trying to create one great nation, one giant nation, or one world nation, the new world order.
And now is the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
So I know what many of y'all are saying, 10 nations all coming together with another nation, which would make 11 nations. That does not make a one world government. So how could 10 nations giving their authority to one nation, the beast, create a one world government with all the countries and all the nations that they're all in the world through the United Nations, and specifically through the United Nations Security Council? Listen, Google said the United Nations is an intergovernmental organization whose purpose is to maintain international peace and security, develop friendly relations among nations, achieve international cooperation, and be a center, for harmonizing the actions of nations, synchronizing the actions of nations, making sure the nations walk in lockstep with one another, one message, one authority, all the same across the board. And they're all supposed to be sovereign, but the United Nations is to create a synchronizing in lockstep. And we just saw a test run of this with the whole COVID, with the COVID pandemic.
Plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
All nations saying the same thing, harmonizing, synchronizing. Normally, China would deviate from America, and Russia would deviate definitely from America, and they would have a different message. But this time, you saw kind of a practice, a test run of what they was going to, trying to do. But of all nations, harmonized together in unison, synchronizing, right? And any head of state that came out against the synchronization, any head of state that came out against this one world message, y'all saw it, the president of Haiti, president of Tanzania, and so many other heads of states and leaders, if they came out, they were silenced or they were killed.
We want to understand clearly, our sympathies to the president's family, particularly his wife, who's still hospitalized.
You need a lot more information, but it's very worrisome about the state of Haiti.
Estamos por enviar 150,000 dosis de vacunas.
The Secretary General condemned in the strongest terms the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti.
Canada has been and will continue to be a close friend to the Haitian people, there to support, there to help, there as a partner.
The United Nations has little branches inside of it. One of the most important branches, well, the most important branch, is the Security Council. Any one member of the Security Council has the power to veto any and every piece of proposed legislation, rules, laws, sanctions, or regulations for any reason. So one member of the Security Council can veto any proposed legislation done by the General Assembly. All the nations together votes together, can vote together and say, for example, we want oranges to be free across all the nations in the world. We want to give everybody oranges. Where one person on the Security Council can say no. So that gives them immense power. Do you understand what I'm going on here, right? There's five permanent nations of the Security Council: China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. But however, there are 10 non-permanent members of the Security Council. These 10 non-members are elected every 2 years, receiving temporary power. They don't hear it. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not received a kingdom yet. There's 10, listen to this, there are 10 non-permanent members who have not received power yet. But for 1 hour, they will receive power. They will receive authority as kings equal to the beast, as kings along with the beast. So for 1 hour, temporarily, they're going to receive the same power as the beast, as America, as the permanent people on the Security Council. There's 5 members of the Security Council, right? There's 5 permanent members, but these 10 temporary members receive power temporarily, making them equal to the 5 permanent members. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. They have one purpose, and that's to give power and authority to the beast, the new world order.
Casting themselves as the rising powers of a new world order.
China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom, and the United States. These are considered the most powerful nations in the world. They're given the highest seats of power. Given that they are the only permanent members of the Security Council, this confirms that power. These 5 nations are really only 3 nations. The United States, France, and the United Kingdom are all one nation, and then China and Russia. So you got really 3 nations here, right? Do y'all see that? Because the United States, France, and the United Kingdom are all one nation. America is France and Britain. And if something happened to France and Britain, America going tomorrow. So America, they don't have no nuclear weapon. America got their nukes for them. They don't need them. America got it for them. So America, France, and Britain are all one. China and Russia. America is the strongest even of the 3. The headquarters is in New York City. And when it was created, when the United Nations was created, the Security Council, especially China and Russia, like, yo, we got to have, a separate power from everybody. And America was put up there, of course, too, right? America is the one who put France and the United Kingdom in there as blockades to China and Russia. So don't get it twisted, because they understood that we would have a majority, that they would have a majority if they put them two in there. So yeah, France and UK, yeah, we don't even know them like that, but they need to be in here as well, right? But knowing that they are in charge of them as well, right? Listen to this. Oh, God, this is so good. 2 Esdras 12 and 23. In its last days, the Most High will raise up 3 kings, and they shall renew many things in it, and shall rule the earth. 3 kings, and its inhabitants more oppressively than all who were before them. This is so good. Therefore, they are called the heads of the eagle, because it is they who shall sum up the wickedness and perform his last actions. These 3 nations are going to perform the last actions of Elohim, of Yahuwah, of the Lord. You have to understand what I'm saying. Therefore, they are called the heads of the eagle. Oh, God, did you hear that? They are called the heads of, this is too good for you, the new world order.
I'm going to show you some really interesting posters from the United States during World War II, like this one. It says, "This man is your friend. He fights for freedom. The Russian." And, "This man is your friend. He fights for freedom. Chinese." Now, these were made in 1942 by the United States, and I got them from the UNT Library World War II collection of posters. It's fascinating how our outlook and attitude towards different countries and peoples change over time. In the war, the Red Army was considered our allies, and they certainly won the war in Europe in World War II, but things changed after the war, didn't they? Which makes relics like these all the more interesting. This man is your friend. He fights for freedom.
How does this all come about, the New World Order? Because, I mean, y'all, obviously, we have all heard this before. Many people have speculated before the New World Order was going to be the European Union and the League of Nations, right? Which it is, essentially, is the League of Nations. It's just brought back. It's always been here, but it kind of lost its power, right? And mainly it lost its power because the United States really isn't really participating. If the United States was participating more, it would have its power. But the United States citizens, the American citizens, have become too powerful. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. America's citizenry is too powerful to concede to giving up sovereignty to join a collection of nations. So something must occur first. Did you hear me? So something must occur first. Maybe we need to take peace from the earth. Maybe there needs to be a stock market crash, or all the money just all the electricity just go out. What they say they looking for a cyber attack coming. Maybe there needs to be a plague where many people die. So maybe a lot of calamities have to happen to the American citizens first before they're willing to accept, or before they're willing to give up sovereignty to join the collection. Look, what did I say? Of nations. Look at this, Revelation 6 and 3. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and make people kill it. Peace has been taken from the earth. Peace has been taken from America. Civil unrest is at an all-time high. Suicides is at an all-time high. DUIs is at an all-time high. Car accidents is at an all-time high. No one wants to go to work no more. You see this? Nobody can take anything from anybody. Will Smith walking on stage slapping the heck out of people. You mean to tell me peace haven't been taken from the earth? You got a man worth $400 million walking on stage slapping people? Peace have been taken from, and listen to this, look at the division. Didn't Christ said, I did not come to bring to unify, but to bring division? Look at the division. Will Smith walk on stage and slap somebody. We can't even decide if he was right or wrong. America can't even decide if he was right or wrong. There's people on this side saying, well, look, I would have slapped him too. And then there's people on this side saying he was wrong. You can't even decide. But look, the division is insane right now. I'm trying to show y'all what the things that must occur and that are occurring in order to, I told y'all once before, America is that strong man that you must first tie her up before you go into her house and plunder her, right? Look at this, Revelation 6 and 5. Listen to this. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature come and say, look, and there before me was a black horse, his rider holding a pair of scales in his hand. Listen to this. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, listen to this, 2 pounds a week for a day's wages and 6 pounds of barley for a day's wages, but do not damage the oil or the wine. And I already showed y'all how, I think it was a fourth of the world's wheat come from Russia. And you see that what's happening now with the wheat and the wheat, the prices of wheat going up. You see the prices of gas through the roof. You know, none of this has had occurred because of that stupid war in Ukraine, right? Gas was already on its way through the roof. It's called inflation. The Bible predicted it. Prophesied it would happen right here with the third seal, saying that we were going to be under inflation. That's what you see right now happening. Inflation. Even the president of the United States himself, Joe Biden, says that a famine is on its way.
Nothing more to report. With regard to food shortage, yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
Why did he say it? He said inflation. Do you not see that a cost of a house right now, to buy a house right now, is ridiculous, right? Inflation, double and triple. People paying $100,000 more than the prices that they're than the worth of the home, right? You got the corporations coming in. Really, it's really these corporations, and this is a spirit. It's really these corporations that are in here, and when you go in there to buy, they bid $100,000 more, and they are, oh my God, they are collectively and intentionally doing this to bring about this end.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen.
Now listen to this.
However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
But we all understand that this is inflation happening right now. Oh God, look at what I believe will be the final blow and what is coming next, which after will result in the majority of the world accepting the New World Order. Because right now, that's what I was trying to get into with the citizenry of America right now wouldn't accept the New World Order. The citizenry, I would assume, of Russia probably would fight back. China has a little bit more control over their citizenry, but there would be people fighting back in all these nations around the world. People would fight back from this citizenry of the world. Oh, I think that's where I forgot to hammer down, because, God, let me get to, I didn't hammer down the fact that Those 10 nations, the 10 horns, who are non-permanent members of the Security Council, the General Assembly typically votes with those 10 nations. Because it, or votes even with all 15 of those nations. Because if you was to vote outside, they have immense power. So it makes no sense for you to vote against what they're going to vote for, because if one of them vetoes it, then the bill is dead anyway. It's just like Congress here in the United States. Typically, they try to find out what does the majority want in order for everybody to vote. That's why they have, committees. And then they have a committee, And see what ends up happening in the committee is the committee say yes, then people decide if they're going to vote for it. And I say, all right, I'm going to vote for it. Right? Because everybody, because it's no reason to vote for it if the committee says no, because the committee has the majority. Right? So anyways, that's where I was trying to go with that. But look at what I believe is the final blow, which after this will result in the majority of the world accepting this new world order. Look at this, Revelation 6 and 7. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. I looked, and there before me was a pale horse, and his rider named Death in Hades was following close behind him. There was given power over the fourth of the earth to kill by the sword, famine, and plague. Oh, this is so good. And the wild beasts of the earth. There was given power to kill a fourth of the earth. A fourth is 25%. It said by the sword, which is war, famine, food shortage. Your president, the president of the United States himself, and you have seen others. He's not the only one to tell us that a food shortage is coming. I've been preaching on the food shortage for almost a year now, right? Saying that a food shortage is coming, right? And you can see how this could be possibly happening. Gas is so high. There's a pipeline in the transportation pipeline with the truckers, right? You can see how the skyrocket of food will go up, which will create a shortage. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere, right? And then listen to this. And then a fourth part of the earth is also going to be killed by a plague. What's a plague? I've talked to y'all before. The C-19 is a plague. The variants are a plague. Recently, we just seen on the news. Oh, I think it was just yesterday. Today, Joe Biden whole staff just caught the variant. Right, his whole staff. So y'all thought this was going. So I saw a dude tweet the other day. I thought y'all was talking about how COVID was the mark and all this. And it seemed like it's gone. Oh, you thought this was going somewhere? Oh, no, this ain't going nowhere. This is your life forever like this, right? And they're going to use this. We'll talk about that later, about the mark of the beast, right? But you're hearing the wars and rumors of wars. You see the famine coming right around the corner. Now, imagine if they turn off the electricity. Imagine if they turn off. Have you heard them say, oh, yeah, we believe that the next pandemic is going to be, what they've been saying, a cyber attack.
The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
President Biden had a stark warning Monday night.
The magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming.
Right, so imagine they turn off the electricity. Bow! They use the 5G towers that they put up in the air along whatever they injected, the nanites they injected inside everybody to knock out, as an EMP, to knock out all the electronics and everything. Do you mean to tell me it's not going to be war like something you ain't never seen before? A fourth kill by war? You mean to tell me it's not going to be food shortages like you've never seen before in the history of the world? Oh, it's going to be crazy. And then not just that, we still got the pandemic and the COVID and the viruses and the environments and all that. It's going to be a pandemic. In the United States alone, the population, 25% of the population would be 75 million people. This would be an immense tragedy and disaster. And you best believe that many people, most people after this disaster, would be willing to collectively join together with the new world order. The new world order.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
So before this new world order, or at least while this new world order is forming or occurring, I know you guys seen the videos of the one world religion. I think they said they're opening up their one world religion, the Abrahamic religion, I believe is coming next year or this year, sometime later this year. So you see they are already starting the one world religion.
This clip shows the buildings of the new one world religion headquarters. Each building represents an Abrahamic religion. It is set to be built next year. It will be called Abrahamic Family House.
Because once they have the one world order, you can't have Christians, you can't have Judaism, you can't have Catholics, you can't have Muslims, you can't have everybody with different ideas. Because see, we thought our whole lives that faith was just something that was just like, you know, it's been fake and phony to us. We haven't realized that faith is ideals, it's principles, it's law. Your religion is your ideals, your principles, and your law. And your religion can literally split you apart from people. If you believe this and they believe that, if this is your ideal, that's like conservatives and Democrats. That's your religion, right wing and left wing of an eagle. Wow, I'm the left wing and I'm the right wing. I just dropped a dime on you right there. I hope you heard that. I'm the left wing and I'm the right wing of the eagle. We talked, did we just talk about the eagle tonight? Okay, so they both on the same eagle, right? On the same, okay. But they left wing, right? But they on the same eagle. Okay, so they want the same goal. Well, okay, we'll talk about that some other time. Where was I going? Before this new world order occurs, before the new world order occurs, or while it's occurring, the Bible says that mystery Babylon must be destroyed. I gotta hurry this up. Listen to this, Revelation 17, 16. The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute, mystery Babylon. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. The beast and the 10 horns, the new world order, will hate the prostitute. The prostitute is mystery Babylon. Look, the book of Obadiah confirms this, Obadiah 1 and 7. All your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive you and overpower you. Those who eat bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it. In this scenario, America is not mystery Babylon. Our whole lives we've been taught that America is mystery Babylon. I just talked about this in my video, Mystery Babylon, the Great City, right? It's a mystery, right? Our whole lives we've been taught that America is mystery Babylon, but I want y'all to just walk with me for a minute. In this scenario, America is not mystery Babylon. America is the beast that the woman is riding on top of. America, this the prostitute, the woman in Mystery Babylon, that's who she's called. She's all three of those. She's riding on the beast. She controls the beast as a rider controls a horse. So she's on top of the beast. America's the beast that this woman is on top of. Do you hear me? This is so good, right? So this woman forces America, the beast, to go into all nations and exploit them. This woman is responsible for all the wars.
But I believe that Israel has a powerful stranglehold on the American government. They control both members of the House and the Senate. They have us involved in wars in which we have little or no interest. Our children are coming back in body bags. Our nation is bankrupt over these wars. And if you open your mouth, you get targeted. And if they don't beat you at the poll, they'll put you in prison. They're controlling much of our foreign policy. They're influencing much of our domestic policy. Wolfowitz, the Undersecretary of Defense, manipulated President Bush number 2 back into Iraq. They pushed definitely to try and get Bush before he left to move into Iran. We're conducting expansionist policy of Israel, and everybody's afraid to say it. They control much of the media. They control much of the commerce of the country. And they control powerfully both bodies of the Congress. They own the Congress.
This woman is responsible. Check this out. I might have to put some videos in to prove everything I'm saying. This woman is responsible for the slaves being brought from the west coast of Africa. This is a fact.
Because you've got to understand, the regal class of the House of Judah came down from Israel and they came into the land of the black Africans. And the black Africans resented the regal class of the House of Judah in their land because they had laws, they had customs, they had civility, and they were a regal class of Negro that came down into Africa. And later on, it was the Ashkenazi, the Islamic slave traders as well, that then worked together with the indigenous black Africans to enslave the regal House of Judah.
This woman is responsible for the war in Iraq, for the war in Syria, for them currently bombing Somalia right now, right? For them toppling heads of states around the world. America is 10,000 miles away from Iraq and Syria. This woman is responsible for it. Listen to this, Revelation 17 and 2. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries. Why would the American homeland be at risk or at any danger from anything going on in the Middle East? But this woman's homeland is at, I'm sorry, this woman's stolen land ain't her homeland, is where she living at, but she stole this land, right? This woman's stolen land where she living at, that she stole the Gentile, Luke 21, 24, and the Gentile shall trample down Jerusalem. The woman is a Gentile. She trampling down on Jerusalem as she stole that land, right? But she owns all the banks. All the nations of the world have to borrow from her International Monetary Fund. And Proverbs 22:7 says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. So if I have to borrow for you, then I'm a slave. So all the nations of the world, listen to this, are slaves to this woman, because they are slaves to the International Monetary Fund, right? How can you just say that your job is gonna be to print money and you're gonna sell it to the nations at interest? So they borrow money from you, from the woman. They are slaves to this. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying.
Look, Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, the Rothschilds, and other greedy and evil international Jewish bankers on Wall Street have destroyed our economy, Mr. Jones. And not only have they destroyed our economy, but the Federal Reserve Bank was founded by Paul Warburg, which is a Jewish invention. And that doesn't even include the wars that are raging in Iraq and Afghanistan, which I blame on the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
She owns all the media companies, not just in America. I can put up videos to prove this, but I don't know if I got time. I don't know if y'all want me to go into it. She owns the media in France, in Britain. Y'all, I hope y'all see this. She owns the media in America, in Ghana. She owns it all. BlackRock, Vanguard, Rothschild, 13 Family, and the New Order. Listen to this, the New World Order nations are prophesied to destroy her, Revelation 17:16. The beast, listen to this, and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will hate Mystery Babylon. They will bring her to her ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. They are her allies right now, but they are gonna turn against her, as it says in Obadiah. Oh, the New World Order. The New World Order.
And now is the time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it.
The new world order. Mm-mm-mm. If you have not seen my video called Mystery Babylon, the Great City, shameless plug, go ahead and check that out. And that will give you more insight and understanding on who this woman is that's riding on top of America, that controls America. There's a woman on the beast. America is the beast, the mark of the beast. The 10 kings give their power over to the beast. This is an alternate view from what I have given you guys in the past. But I believe that this is a more accurate account of things that are soon to follow soon. Revelation 17:16. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth, the new world order. So there's somebody that rules over all the kings of the earth. You can only, look, the Bible says that the borrower is a slave to the lender. You can only rule over me if I'm a slave to you. So whoever owned the banks rules over the world, rules over all the kingdoms, all the nations of the world, whoever owns the banks. And all of these nations, this new world order is going to turn on her. In order for them to create a new world order, a new currency, a new monetary system, they gotta topple her first.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. Mm. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly,
yes,
we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
The new one, the dollar.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital.
Listen to this.
It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights.
I think I'm gonna go ahead and end it there, because I definitely want to give y'all the rest of this, but some of y'all are not gonna be able to handle the rest of this. Oh, I want to give y'all the rest of this. Some of y'all are gonna be able to handle the rest of this. Lord, I thank you. Yeshua, I thank you. Yahuwah, I thank you. Elohim, I thank you. Oh, you've been great. You've been good. You've been good. Oh, people always ask me, how could they support me? If you want to support, please go to leodunson.com/donate. And you can donate there, send $5, send $10, whatever you got. Actually, you know what? I had somebody the other day send me Cash App. You can Cash App Leo Dunson, just my name. Cash App, somebody sent me $50, LaWanda. I wanted to make sure I said her name because I honestly truly appreciate that. I never even put my Cash App out there, and she just sent that. And I truly appreciate people like her who supports me because they know where my heart is. Right? She know where my heart is, my integrity. My faith and my devotion is to the Lord. And my only intentions is to give you the truth. And so if you sow into this ministry, you allow me to have more time to give y'all the truth. Because I got to work just like y'all. People always want me to put out more and more videos, more and more content. I can do 10 videos every week easily, but I don't have the time to do it. Right? I got to go work. I got to go grind just like y'all got to. So anyways, you want to support, go to leodunson.com/donate. You can also obviously subscribe in my ministries channel, which is ministries.leodunson.com as well. And you can subscribe there for early release videos and unseen and exclusive, unseen and unreleased content and exclusive content. Let's finish this. So let me give y'all the rest of this. Let's go ahead and give it to them. So once the great city mystery Babylon is destroyed and the new world order is in place, the new world order will go after the real saints of God. This is what's crazy. So the new world order is being formed, obviously, right now before our very eyes. We're seeing them putting things in place, and then it's going to come to an immense after all these tragedies hit the world, right? It's going to come to an immense, right? And then, so you got this new world order now, right? It's in place. And then they're going to go after the saints of God, the new world order. What? Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. Listen to this. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, the new world order, and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. So the new world order is going to wage war against the rider on the horse, which is Christ, and his army. What? So they got their new world order. They got rid of Mystery Babylon, the prostitute, the woman that's been controlling them all these years, right? All these years they've been going, they have to get rid of this central banking system, this International Monetary Fund. They about to topple her. This is what the Bible was prophesying to happen. They got rid of her. Everything should have been good, right? Nah, they ain't good. Now they want to come after us. The New World Order said they're going to gather their armies together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. What? Now they got to come after Christ. That's why they're creating the one world religion. Because like I told you, a different religion, different ideals, different understanding, they got to get rid of that too. So now they coming after Christ. Look who his army is. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he will, listen to this, and with him is his chosen and his faithful followers. So the Israelites, along with his faithful followers, are in the army of God, about to wage war with the nations, with the beasts, and the kings of the earth, the new world order. Oh my goodness, Revelations 19:19, listen to this. But the beast was captured, and with it is false prophet, their false religion that they're creating, who had performed signs on his behalf. With these signs, he had deluded those, deceived those, tricked those, hoodwinked those into taking the mark of the beast, the mark of America. America's the beast, the mark of the beast. I showed y'all how it was a mark, how AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, all of their headquarters are headquartered in the United States of America. So if this was the mark, which it is the mark, and it's going to be the mark when you wait until they put the chip and all the rest of it in, right? Like I told y'all, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's all a chicken. So what is? So it's the mark. So check this out. It's headquartered in America, and every nation in the whole world had to get it. Every single country, all these sovereign countries have to get the mark from America. Oh, so it's the mark of America, or the mark of the beast. Listen to this. With these signs, he had deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and worshiped his image. I keep telling y'all how white, how black women worship the image of America. You see them lately, even T.D. Jakes got a movie now with the interracial relationship, right? Leo going on a tangent. I'm finna get into something right now because they worship the image. That's why I'm talking to y'all, because every time I bring up marriage and I bring up the Israelite marriages and how it was supposed to look and how it was supposed to be, they want to say, in America it's like this. American law says this. American law says says this. America says this. Oh, I'm the first VP woman of Sprite. I'm the first VP woman of American Express and of AT&T. They worship the image of the beast, of America. The images that America put in front of them, they worship that. That's what they want to be. That's what they want to become. Not what God has called them to be, kings and queens and priests unto the God of the whole earth and reign over the whole earth. They don't want to be what God called them. They just want to be the VP of Coca-Cola. They just want to be just like me, a member of Uber. Put me on and make me the vice president of Uber. Oh, just give me a house in the Benz. That's all I need is a Range Rover. The image of the beast, a white picket fence and a husband. Give me the image of America. I'm preaching to somebody right now, but I promise they don't hear me, right? I went on a tangent. But the beast was captured and the false prophet with it, who performed the signs on his behalf, jumping down. The two of them were thrown alive in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Thank you, Lord. So the beast is defeated, along with the New World Order and its religion. Now I'm going to get into, how much time I got? Oh, I went longer than I wanted to. Lord, I thank you. Should I say this? Let me say it. Because this is how I want to say it. This is how I want to phrase it. I believe Trump will be the president of the United States at this time. Maybe I'm wrong. And I believe Obama will be the leader or the ruler of the New World Order. Listen to this. So don't nobody come tweet me 2 or 3 years from now. Hey, Leo, you was wrong. If it's not them two, then I think it will be people like them, people with their type of character. Obama, the great unifier of peoples. I'm talking worldwide. Worldwide, people love Obama. Obama can go to Africa right now. They love him. They love him in France. They love Obama in the United Kingdom. They love Obama worldwide. He's a great unifier. You can put Obama right in front of the United Nations. Boom, he's going to be the president. Boom, he in charge of all the nations. Boom, everybody would accept. Right? Trump, the great commander of patriots. Right? So Trump, the president of the United States at the time. I'm preaching to somebody right now. I hope y'all hear me. Right? I hope y'all hear me. Because I just told y'all, the beast and the kings of the earth, right? So and then they create the one world religion, right? Listen to this. You see right now the war that just happened in Ukraine, the little war, they little scrimmage they just had, right? I like I told y'all from the beginning, I thought it was false flags, some false flags going on in there, right? But I preached about it anyway. So you see all the patriots, black people, white people, share, but well, you definitely see, let's start with the patriots. You see all the patriots, right? Mostly white Americans, right? Christians saying, I'm not going to fight in Ukraine. I'm not going to fight no war in America. But what if you put Trump in charge of America? It changes, right? You see all the black people. I ain't going to fight no white man's war. I'm staying my butt at home. Look, Ukraine is racist, which they are. They Nazis, which they are. they really just come. They really those who say they are Jews or not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's really who they really are. But we'll talk about that some other time. Those are all of those Ukrainians, right? But that's another story. But you see black people saying, I'm not going to fight that war, which you shouldn't. But what if you put Obama in charge? You see? Or somebody of that stature, or somebody of the stature of Trump. Now you have both of these people joining the militaries. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you have both of these people joining the military? So you got people around the world that say, oh, I'm not going to fight. But what if you put the great unifier Obama in charge? Now they start joining. Now what if you put Trump as another unifier on the other side of patriots, of white patriots predominantly? Just the fact. It's just the truth. Now you got a muscle white patriots joining also to join this great army, right? Because they said that they was going to come to fight they was going to bring their armies down to fight Christ. Oh, where'd I got that at? Yeah, here it is right here, Revelations 19:19. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, the New World Order, and their armies gathered together to wage war against the right. So they're going to bring their armies together. Do you see this? So the New World Order is going to bring their armies together to fight this rider on the horse. So like I said, you got Trump and Obama together. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. This is too good for y'all. Listen to this. And this time, they are going to fight God, Christ, Yeshua, Yahuwah. And God has called me to ask you, which side will you be on? The New World Order. It's easy for you to type online right now. Amen. It's easy for you to say you're going to be on the side of Christ. But when these two people who we have both idolized, we have all idolized on different sides of the spectrum, left wing, left wing, both on the eagle, right? Christ said he is coming to fight the nation, to strike down the nations. to strike down the new world order, the beast and the kings of the earth. Which side will you be on? Will you fight with Christ or the nations? Because remember, on Christ's side is his, look, his chosen, his faithful followers, the Christians and the Israelites, right? The real Christians. I'm talking about the ones who follow the laws, commandments, and statutes of God, right? The ones that can hear this real message, the real truth. Because back, I told you, many of them are going to fall away from the faith in the end because now they find out the real Christ. When that black Christ cracked the sky, you think they still about to be yelling, Hosanna? It's going to get different. They're going to go over here and say, no, I don't want that Christ. Right? So it's going to be different. I'm just telling you the truth. That's why I've been telling y'all the truth, so the truth will set you free. So you know what you can accept and what you're not going to accept. Right? So you got Obama and Trump, or figures like that. Obama in charge of the New World Order. Trump the president of the United States. Oh, this is good. This is too good for y'all. That's right. I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone because I don't want to scare none of y'all away. They used to say, for God and country. But this time, it will be God or country. And if you are lukewarm, I will spit you out. Remember, that's what Christ said? Woo! Remember, that's what he said? If you are lukewarm, I will spit you out. He means you're going to have to choose a side. Because you might try to say, well, I'm just going to stay in the middle. I don't want nothing to do with Trump and Obama. And I don't want nothing to do with Christ. The black Christ, at least, right? You might try to stay in the middle. But Christ said, if you don't pick a side, I'm going to spit you out. The new world order. Oh, Lord.
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order?
Oh, Lord. Yahuwah, we thank you. Yeshua, we thank you. Christ, we thank you. Lord of Lord, Kings of Kings. They always tell me about the name. But they said he would have many names. I'm sorry, Lord. They said you would have many names. Elohim, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor. They said he'd be called Almighty God. And we thank you. We thank you for your word, for your insight during these last days and during these times, waking us up from our slumber and from our sleep. We thank you. We ask for your strength to not grow weary, Lord, to not grow tired. That was going to be one of my messages that you put on my heart, Lord, called Do Not Grow Weary. Because many of us are growing weary, they're growing tired, they're throwing so much at us at one time, they're making us confused. We don't know which way to go. But we thank you for your stern, strict message. Your stern, strict message, your straight path that's never changing. We thank you for that, Lord. We're grateful for that. Oh, Lord, oh, we ask you to bless our families and protection over us, ourselves, and our families, if possible. But most importantly, this is what we ask for. We ask that we are one of your chosen and your faithful followers. Because the people, I truly believe that the people who follow me, that listen to me, truly desire you, Lord. I truly do believe that with all my heart. I believe they do desire you to be with you. And I just ask that you divinely guide us into that direction. And I believe you are doing that with this message. Oh, we thank you so much. We honor your name above all things. It's in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, please go subscribe to my new exclusive content page at leodunsonministries.com. You can also go to leodunson.com and hit the subscribe button. But that's leodunsonministries.com. Thank you so much, and may the glory of God, his blessings, and his purpose be upon you. Shalom.